What if the person who greets you at the pearly gates is a woman in a bathrobe wearing a headset sitting in front of a green screen of clouds?
777, thanks for calling Heaven. This is Denise.
Denise is also known as Heaven's receptionist on TikTok, and she's helping social media users process grief in a whole new way. NPR's Emily Olson has a story.
Denise is anything but high and mighty. She's been known to gossip.
Stacey, look at this email I just got from Shakespeare. Look at this. I'm not reading all that. It's like 8 pages long.
She complains.
He's got the nerve to go, do you know who I am? Do you know who my boss is? Delusion.
And she'll definitely put her foot down every now and again.
Looks like you made 48 Starbucks baristas cry. And that does ding your credit up here.
But at the end of the day, Denise is a people person. She warmly welcomes the recently deceased into heaven. Her playful approach to a dark topic has helped this character stand out on a platform that can often be a sea of noise and distraction.
People started having this emotional reaction, saying, I don't know why, but I'm crying. Or like, I know exactly why this touched me, because I just lost my mom, or I just lost my baby, or I just lost my friend.
That's Taryn Delaney Smith, the 26-year-old creator behind the character. She says she wasn't expecting much when she made her first Denise video back in March, but today these videos have been viewed more than 35 million times. Smith was a TikTok star before all this, and an offline celebrity as well. She was crowned Miss New York in 2022 and was the runner-up in the Miss America pageant. But Denise seems to hit different than her other content. Smith says she gets hundreds of comments and emails with personal stories of lost loved ones. Recently, she's started incorporating some of those stories.
That's all right, come forward. I know who you are. You're Jerry, right? We've been waiting for you. Like, you are so loved. I'm already getting prayer mail for you.
It wasn't her plan to give millions of social media users a safe space to grieve. But in effect, that's what she's done.
It is. You choose to love someone, you're also accepting the fact that one day you might grieve them. It doesn't just have to be sad. It can also be really happy, too. And funny and silly. But also just beautiful. I just think that's what love is.
Smith says as long as people keep finding meaning in Denise, the gossip, the phone calls, and the warm-hearted welcomes will keep coming. Emily Olson, NPR News.